Morgan, and I'm an alcoholic. I got railroaded into doing this, so I'm kind of nervous. I'm 23 years old. I was born October 18th, 1990, up in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm the oldest of three, and I have two younger brothers, so I'm the only girl. In my 15 minutes, I'm going to try to be as clear and concise as possible, and not only talk about what led me up to, you know, being an alcoholic and my sobriety, but, you know, talk about, you know, how my life has changed in sobriety. You know, as a child, my childhood was kind of crazy and chaotic. My father is an alcoholic, and my mom is a really bad codependent. There was a lot of fighting, you know, a lot of drinking, a lot of physical abuse, you know, to my mom, not really us kids. It was kind of hard to grow up in that, even though, you know, my mom's very loving, and so is my dad at times, but he shows his love through material things. My first drink was at about 13. I snuck into my dad's liquor cabinet and just started, you know, kind of drinking out of the bottle. And when I felt that, like, warmth go down into my body, I loved it. And since then, like, I would sneak and, like, go into his cabinet and, like, take liquor out of it and, like, put it in water bottles and take it to school. And that continued throughout high school. I was an athlete in high school. I played three sports. I played soccer, basketball, and lacrosse. I got really good grades in high school. I took AP classes. I graduated with, you know, like over a 4.0. You know, a lot of drugs were also mixed in there. I don't know, but even though, like, you know, I could just kept this facade that, like, everything was okay, you know, and, like, that my two younger brothers had the problems, like, all the attention was on them and nothing was on me. I never needed any attention, you know, because I knew how to, like, just handle everything and just, like, keep an okay face that, like, I didn't need any help. I ended up going to Virginia Tech. My dream was to always go to a big D1 school. You know, and before I left for Virginia Tech, things in my household got even crazier. We found out that my dad was having an affair with my mom, so it kind of, you know, just ruffled everything up in our family even more. You know, and everybody was heartbroken because, you know, my dad would make these accusations that, like, my mom was going crazy, and I believe my dad, so... You know, I already had a lot of trust issues, and it made me, like, not trust anybody even more. And so I went to college bearing a lot of weight on my shoulders. And that's when things got, like, really out of control and crazy. My dad would ship me down liquor from Maryland to Virginia Tech. He would UPS it, you know, just bottles and bottles of liquor. And I would, you know, just drink every night, and, you know, I would, you know, bring drugs down, you know, like, I brought an 8-ball of cocaine down, like, it was craziness in college, and I was there for a pre-med degree. I majored in biology. You know, I wanted to become a doctor. Things in college got crazy, and, you know, each year of college, it just kept going downhill. You know, my drug use, like, led to, you know, even worse drugs where I was sticking needles in my arms and drinking every day, where I was blacking out. I ended up, you know, as a junior, like, I got raped. By my senior year, my drug use got so bad, and my alcoholism, I ended up becoming an escort, you know, which is just a better word for being a prostitute. classier. I don't know. So, I graduated, like, having all these high expectations for myself, you know, like, being this, you know, amazing, and then I become, like, the scum of the earth junkie, and it's just amazing how quickly, in 4 or 5 years, you know, things, like, got so bad. So, my parents, like, they wanted to pull me out of college, and by the time my senior year came, like, my grandfather passed away, who was basically like my dad, like, backtracking a little. I called him my pop because he basically, like, raised me, took me to all my soccer games, like, when I was littler, like, on a travel team. I spent a lot of time with him, and he passed away from pancreatic cancer. And that's when my drug use got really bad, you know, and I watched him die. You know, I saw him take his last breath, and, you know, he died of cancer, and I took all of his painkillers, like, after he'd passed away, and that just showed me how bad my addiction was, like, after he died. And even while he was dying, when I went home, I would even go and steal his painkillers. He didn't like taking them, so I justified it as, like, he doesn't like taking them, he'll have enough of them. So when I came home from college, you know, I didn't end up graduating. I'm still 20 credits short. My parents knew something was wrong with me, so they threw me in the psych ward, said I was trying to kill myself, and since June of 2012, from July of 2012 to August of 2013, I was in treatment centers for a whole entire year, just a slew of them. I went to about 5 different treatment centers. I either got kicked out of them or finished them, went to a halfway house. I OD'd in November of 2012 off heroin after being clean for 3 months, my first time using. I had a heart attack, and it was... that was really scary. And then I went to a different treatment center. I would have relationships in treatment centers. I mean, I just wasn't ready to get clean. You know, they sent me off to another treatment center, still have relationships. And then when I finally, my first treatment center was in Florida. And then when I finally came back to Florida for my last stint in treatment, you know, I was finally, like, honest and, like, ready to get clean. I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I really wanted it this time. I was sick of having my family live in fear. I was sick of, you know, just being, you know, a disappointment to my family, and I was sick of being a disappointment to myself, because I knew I was put on this earth for so much more than being a junkie and, you know, just, like living life in, like, this type of way. And, you know, when I got out of treatment, I was, like, ready to work the steps and get a sponsor and just, you know, ready to, like, connect with people who were like me. And, you know, like, after just admitting that I was powerless and working a fourth step and, you know, just being honest with myself and with my family and with my peers, it's really helped me, like, open up a whole new realm and a new world of opportunities and, you know, of, like, being of service to others and just doing the next right thing. And just, like, I'm truly happy now. And, you know, my parents can see it, like, in my face and in my voice. And, you know, I'm actually, like, going home, you know, tomorrow for the first time in 2 years. And it's amazing. And it's just amazing what AA has done for me. And I'm just really grateful for everything this program has done. And I can't thank the people enough in these rooms for supporting, you know, just like supporting everything, you know, I've done, and just everything, you know, just everybody in here just cares about each other, and not just me, but like they just care about everybody. And it's not just my program, it's about the program. And it's just amazing what AA can do to your life. So thank you. And my sobriety date is June 18th of 2013. So thank you.